Yeah. Doing that.
And then the other temporary, the young girl.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name?
Mocha.
Shayla?
Yeah.
She's not with us anymore. I think she was here for an internship.
Oh, that was too bad.
It's concluded. Friday was, I believe, her last day.
I think last week.
Yeah. She caught me twice.
Did she see you with the papers,
yeah,
too?
She doesn't say anything, but looks at you like, oh, going to make stink? And that's right.
Yeah.
Going to make stinky. I'll be back a little bit.
I'll be back in a half hour.
Yeah, I got plenty of reading material here. It relaxes and centers me.
Hold my calls. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I know where the other cameras are.
Where?
There. Do you guys have those electronic urinals?
No.
No, we do not.
All right.
Oh, because they could be right there. It's not just laser. That's a camera.
Oh, yeah. No. Who wants that
show? How boring a show is that, though? Until the very end, when you got to dance around a little bit.
Still, I don't want
some more than others.
I don't want to see that.
No.
I'd just be more interested, like Buzz was describing. My view really was an overhead shot where you'd like see Paul Gorgie sitting down. Then you would see him doing whatever he's doing when he's done. Then get up, put himself together,
right,
and then go to the mirror and make the decision. You know. To wash or not to wash.
What if you saw Paul Gorgie in there and he walked up to the mirror and then you saw him like morph into a rat and run out of the room?
I wouldn't be surprised. And I think it would be fascinating as always to get the videotape in the ladies' room, because the women's room is always a different experience than the men's room. And women have different rituals, you know, Mike.
Women have many, many different rituals.
They have machines in there.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, really, vending machines that sell products.
Well, they require a lot more stuff than we do.
We don't get those products.
We really do.
Why'd you write that?
We're talking about people seeing people in the bathroom. I think it would be fascinating.
Hold on.
Yeah.
That's the guy that you would most like to see in the bathroom?
But I hold on a second.
Mike's writing down a name for me. Yeah. Somebody working here.
I'm sorry, I'm doing a private show here. I apologize. I should be more responsible than that.
I don't know. You know,
who would you? I'm trying to think the most. If you had one person that you wanted to see, he's writing it down.
Don didn't hesitate.
One person you want to see in the bathroom.
You know, my wife bought me this book, Blink. And the reason she bought it for me, I found it to be a fascinating book, because it's a book that describes people who can make decisions right or wrong.
Uh-huh.
They just have the ability, as soon as something happens, to go, okay, I'm going to do this. And they don't look back.
Right.
And that's kind of how I am. And I found it very interesting. Much like, you know, I didn't have to think. My first answer, right or wrong, I know it's the right one.
Right.
That's the person. That's not a comedic answer, Mike.
No, not at all.
I mean, although I would get some big laughs. Can you see?
I can't make out the handwriting. Oh. And normally I can.
Although, there you go. Can you see?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
It's a last name.
Okay.
It's a last name.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. You don't know this?
Here's what I'm seeing.
He doesn't know that.
Here are the letters I think I'm seeing.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. It's happened. It's happened. He can't see.
There are three layers of glass between us.
Okay,
the light in this room is brighter than it is in that room.
Here we go.
All right, hold up. Write something
here
down.
Here you go. Here you go, Buzz.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You got it this time?
Okay. Yes, I do.
Write something down. Put it in the back of your room, and I'll see. Write it small.
Would you not want to watch a videotape of this person doing whatever they do? Oh, hold on. He's
writing.
He's concentrating on the job you've given him.
We're having a vision experiment here. All right.
All right. Yeah, Rob's got a good one.
Don't you think?
Yeah. He'd be
Colette.
Yeah. Okay.
He'd be as good as she would be.
Yeah. See,
I've got young eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got young.
By what? Almost
I've
5 years, right?
Tony. Now I'm doing what he does.
You
put it in front of me.
You should have said
you're putting
that.
Things.
That was Rob's choice for the bathroom camera.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
I just said it.
Now we know Buzz's choice and Rob's choice.
Well, that was actually just a vision test.
Oh, a vision
test.
That
wasn't my request.
So that is not your choice for the hidden bathroom camera?
Well,
which, incidentally, would be a great show hosted by Tom Bergeron.
I hate Tom Bergeron.
So do I.
I really... Tom Bergeron is somebody I'd like to see get hit by lightning.
But do you know that piece of crap show is such a workhorse, they keep trying to cancel it, and it keeps getting ratings, and I believe this year...
Which one is his video show?
Yes. I believe that that's coming back now for its 18th ridiculous season.
Wow. And Tom Bergeron is the kind of guy, the kind of asshat that not only, you know, not only delivers those lines, but just exists in that world. He'd be the kind of guy, I think, that would be like that off camera, too. I'd be like, oh, really? What a lovely day this is. Well, hello. Yes, siree. Well, hi, little lady. How are you? I'm Tom Bergeron.
I'm just going to go down. We have to take a break. I'm going to go down this employee list and just give first names.
All right.
And just think about this for the bathroom confidential.
Do you have the camera in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go alphabetically by first name.
Okay. All right.
Andrew.
No.
Beth Ann.
Yes.
Giant Brian.
Yes.
Cameron.
No.
Carl.
Carl?
Colette.
Wait, no. Carl.
Still thinking
Carl Farley.
Oh, yes.
I'm trying to keep last names out of this, though.
All right.
Colette.
Yes.
David. David Howard.
No.
Don.
Yes.
Homo.
With an asterisk.
Jag.
No.
Really? You don't think he'd...
Oh, well, maybe to see if there are different customs.
You want to see if his flying carpet had anything to do with this?
Yeah, so put him down for a yes. Besides the left-handed.
Oh, I want to tell you.
See if he took it off?
Yeah,
no.
Maybe take it off.
Can I just tell you, we're going to enter into some dangerous territory here, Mrs. Spicola, when we get to letter J.
All right.
Jeff.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Joan.
Yes.
What?
Yes. I heard you.
John.
No.
Jonathan.
No.
Julie.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Lewis.
No.
This is going to be hard to avoid. Everything knows this is Madonna.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Matt.
No.
Megan.
Yes.
Meredith.
Yes.
Michael.
No.
Michael.
No.
Michelle.
Yes. Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike.
How many mics do we have that work here?
Three.
All yes.
Paul.
No.
Robbie.
Yes.
Ryan.
No.
Shondell.
Yes.
Steve.
No.
Tim.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's just curiosity.
Mm-hmm. May I do the same list? I was just concentrating on... Did you keep track, Buzz?
Yeah, I think I got the same ones. There were a couple you skipped, you know, people we know that you skipped.
Okay.
Like Joe Ardinger would be one that you skipped.
That's a no.
Ask about him.
Joe's not on my list over here, though.
Oh.
He's not on my employee list.
Well. I would have said yes to Steve Johnson.
Okay, I'm just saying right now. Let me see.
Oh, okay, me too. Yeah, that was an oversight on my part.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, yes. Beth Ann, yes. Giant Brian, yes. Cameron, no. Carl, no. Chris. Yeah. Colette, yeah. David, no. Don, well, get a mirror.
Yeah.
Jag, yes. Jeff, yes. Jeff, yes. Joan, yes. John, no. John, yes. Jonathan, no. Julie, yes. Larry, oh, yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Lewis, no. Madonna, all day.
1,000 times, yes.
All day and 8 times on Sunday. Matt, yes.
Oh.
Megan, yes. Meredith, yes. Michael, no. Michael Hughes, yes.
E.
I want to see if he sits.
E.
Michelle. No. I hope she's not put off by that. I wouldn't want to watch a videotape of a security videotape.
It's probably mutual
in the bathroom
to watch.
Mike, no. Mike, yes. Mike, no. So you won't know which is which.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, I will. Paul, no. Robbie, and you should know that's not Spiewak.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, no. Sean Dell, sure. Steve, absolutely. I'd like a camera on Steve Johnson 24 hours a day.
Yeah, following his every move. Yeah.
Tim, no. Tony, yes.
There it is.
There's the list. What do we got, Buzz?
The only ones you missed were Timmy O'Bibene. Neither one of you voted on Timmy.
Oh, he's not on my list.
Yeah,
here.
No for me. No, and
yes.
Yes.
There you go. Yes. Who did Mike and I agree on, Buzz?
Oh, I didn't keep track. But
I thought you were.
You matched up pretty well.
What who we'd want to see?
Pretty much the same.
Hey, you know we'd be in that monitor room enjoying ourselves for the whole show.
Hmm? Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, just wondering, what is the selection criteria for the bathroom viewing?
It's a lot of
things. It's purely subjective.
It's a lot of things. Would you want to watch the person doing what they're doing? Would you like to, or in my case, would you like to see the hygiene afterwards, or lack thereof?
Yeah, it's just a curiosity thing more than anything else.
And why would one be more curious about one's hygiene than another's?
Some people are funnier than others. I think the two main criteria would be either beauty or entertainment value.
For hygiene, the assumption would be that if you wanted to see them, then you were concerned that they were indeed not washing.
You are putting words in our mouth, you are a troublemaker.
Now, stop that. The criteria is simply, would we like to see these coworkers in the security camera in the bathroom?
May I ask you a question?
You're simply answering.
Absolutely.
Fine caller, my question would be this. Why is thou so fascinated?
I was wishing that I could be on that list, and I too want to see Johnson in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Some people get excited with anything involving that area.
Bye bye.
It's hard to explain, but I think it boils down to it has to satisfy some sort of curiosity.
Right, Rob. That's it. That's a generic statement that covers the whole thing.
Don and Mike show. So erotics has nothing to do with it.
Oh sure.
Erotic has a lot to do.
Curiosity. Sure.
I'm kidding.
Right.
Hello, Donovan.
And that's just for the ladies.
Hello.
Steve.
Hi there.
Alan Linewand from Off the Mailman.
Hold on. Who was that?
Would you want to see Alan Linewand or Robert the Mailman?
The old general manager, Alan?
Oh, now it's become a who would you do?
Mm-hmm. Or Robert. I wouldn't want to see Robert the Mailman.